Well, one Islander who definitely shook things up, our very own Hurricane Huda. From the second she stepped into the villa on day one, this single mom gave us meme-worthy moments all season long.
Oh, gosh. I'm one of the most understanding people you'll probably ever meet.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, I'm a little intimidated by you.
Worf will be Jeremiah.
Of course, Amaya picks Jeremiah to be her fourth base. That was the dumbest shit she could have fucking done.
I just already don't like her.
I think that she has ulterior motives, and I just don't fuck with it.
Oh.
Oh, shit.
Bitch, if you don't fucking quit it right now, thank you.
America has voted, and the boy they want you to couple up with is Jeremiah.
What? Hello, New York.
I don't give a fuck.
In the hot seats for exploring. And now if I do give Iris the time of day, I'm in the wrong because I had a strong connection with her.
By all means, explore. Like, fuck you.
You're a bitch.
You're a pussy ass bitch.
I know.
This is how you think it's gonna make me like you, just by all means.
I don't want to make you like me, Jesus
Christ. Don't fucking talk to me.
The crusher.
This is the second one, right?
No, it's actually like the 15th.
Shit.
So fuck all the way out of my fucking vagina, brother.
I said that?
And that's it.
If you wanted her to continue to explore this connection and you value this sisterhood, I get that you don't kiss and tell, but do you mind telling the class?
I can't kiss a guy that I like? God fucking forbid.
Fuck this fucking game.
Like, if I was ugly, would it make it better?
No.
Hurricane Huda.
Hurricane Huda.
I can't do it anymore, bro.
We have a lot of questions. I was gonna start by asking what it's like watching it back, but I see you found it hysterical.
This is the thing, I've done so much self-reflection and so much work that I can look back on these moments and laugh. So it's like, obviously now I would handle things so differently. And all I can say is I was unapologetically myself in all of those moments. I didn't hide who I was one bit. And
so you did a month of self-reflection and you're a different person now?
Obviously there's steps to being a better person. I think that, you know, emotions are really heightened in the villa. And is there like things that I did in the villa that I'm not proud of? Yeah, like, what do you mean? I said
what aren't you proud of?
Oh my God, the cursing, like saying, like calling people names. Like, was that called for? No. It happened, though.
It's a pressure cooker environment.
Yeah, of course.